Hi, Sarais. How are y'all doing? I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Okay. Oh, that was so sad. Nobody asked, but okay. So, yeah, I'm in a good mood. I think you already, expected that. As usual, I'm doing skincare right now. So if you hear stuff, then that's my skincare routine thing. And no, my skincare routine isn't that long. Most of the time I just keep talking and, you know, my skincare routine is not 20 minutes. But okay, this episode we're going to be talking about things you can do with your friends, and if you don't have any friends, then I'm sorry. But some of them you can do on your own, and no, I haven't made a list. I'm just gonna think of random things you could do. Point one, you could go with your best friend and you could paint together, just normal, or you could spice it up a little bit and you could do switch every 5 minutes or something like that. So you start painting, 5 minutes later you switch paintings, you paint for 5 minutes, switch again and stuff like that. So that would be really fun because you don't really know what you're gonna make, so you can't really talk about what you're painting and stuff like that. And you can't sketch before, because otherwise it won't be fun, because you can start sketching in 5 minutes and then just paint it in, and then it's less fun. But you could also do that. Another thing you could do is just go picnicking. That's really fun, but you can't really do that if it's winter or really cold or raining or something like that. So I don't know. I have done that once in my entire life. I was doing that with Monica and Angelique and I think Lily or Lizzie. I don't know, between the name. I make names, fake names for my friends, but I don't know what name. I don't know what her name was. But okay. There was this one thing I really want to tell. Oh yeah, I know it. So, another thing you could do is going to the mall with your friend. You do need to have a lot of confidence with this. But you can make friends. For example, I would go with Angelique to the mall. And in the mall you have this one boba shop. And at that boba shop, teenagers and cool people go, right? So you go there and you make a list, and then when you get there you go search and look for cool people you want to be friends with. Okay, hear me out. And then you go up to them and you're we're doing this thing and we want to ask you if you want to become our friend. And then you give your social media something to them and you ask for this, and you can add each other on, for example, Instagram. And then you do that with a bunch of people from your age, and you just do your stuff. You add them into a group chat and then you can go out with each other. You can go to the park, get to know each other, and then if that's a success, then you have this cool friend group you can do fun stuff with. So you can make, for example, a quiz to do with each other, and then become better and better friends and become closer. And then if it's a good success, then you just make new friends to go out with from your area, hopefully. So I really want to do this. This, by the way, was Angelique's idea. I think she saw it on TikTok, but I'm not quite sure. We should really do that. Let me think. Another thing we could do is just make this Google Form thing, and then you guys you make this Google Form things and you send it to your friends, and then they need to click on what friends is most likely to do this. So for example, which friend is most likely to rob a bank? Like maybe it's not the best thing, but like then you can click on what which one of your friends is most likely to do that. You know, so something like that you could do. And then at the end, when everybody filled it in, you can see which friend is most likely or like had the most votes to do that. My friends did that one time, but they didn't do it with me, so that was kind of sad. But afterwards I did this with my best friend Luna, and it was a great success. So you could do that, that's really fun. I don't know, let me think. You could make like jewelry, but only if you have like the supplies, and I don't personally. I always used to do this with my best friend. So you could also do make a play. It may sound a little weird, but you can just like, for example, I am Dutch, my best friend is too, obviously, and we used to always make English plays. So like we would just improvise until we had like this one real play, and then rehearse it, and we would let our classmates see it and stuff like that, and we became popular for it, and then we made this one whole big play with almost the whole class, but we never really did perform it because I was going to high school. So yeah, it wasn't the best thing that I was doing to high school, but it does was really fun. And like you could do like one day, like you could just make this play and it would be really fun. Also you could like make this vote thing, or like spin the wheel thing with two names, or like more names if you're doing it with more friends, and then you could spin the wheel and that friend can choose the next thing you're gonna eat. So snacks, like if you're gonna be with your friend, for example, the whole day, then you could spin the wheel the first time, and then the winner get to choose the breakfast, and then the snacks, and the next one can do the lunch, and the next one could be, you know, and like that. But you can only really do that if you are out or gonna buy the stuff, because otherwise it's not, you know, as fun. So that's more something you can do with money. But yeah, I hope you had something about this video. I don't know, I'm probably gonna search for some more things, just give me a sec. Okay, so I know something you can do. So you, if you have Netflix, you open Netflix and you search for a show you haven't seen yet. You both haven't seen yet. And then you search, you open the first episode. You watch it full, and then you think what would happen. Maybe you could like read, you know, you have this description thing of every episode from what happened in that episode. You could like do the next episode, just read the description and then think what would happen in the next season or next few episodes, and then watch the end of the season or the end of the show and then see if you were correct. Or you could just like create your new ending. That would be fun too. Like this would only work if you are not like really interested in watching that show, because, like, if you would be interested in watching it, then you just spoiled everything. So that's why I haven't done it. But it would be really fun. Okay, so that was just the door opening. Nothing weird. So yeah, that's basically it. I think I'm gonna stop now because I have homework and shit to do. By the way, Monday I have this one big, like, thing for French. It's called a mondeling. So I don't know if you know what it is, but, like, it's just basically talking. And not, like, writing an essay or making a test, but you need to talk. And, oh my god, my pronunciation of French is so bad. Like, my English pronunciation is not that bad. Like, if you see it, like, if you look at the other classmates and stuff like that from my age. But, like, it's not great either. And then you have French. And it's, like, so bad. And we need to, like, talk about this, about me going to the doctor in French. So the teacher is the doctor and you are coming there, and the teacher has written down every, like, thing. Like, for example, you have a headache and you need to ask for new medicine. And I'm really bad and I don't know anything. And there are different things, so I need to know every situation. I need to be prepared for everything. And I don't know shit, so... gosh. I only know this, I'm gonna tell you, but, like, it's really bad. So, like, bonjour madame, j'ai mal à la tête. So that's it. That's only what I know. What I just told is basically, like, hello, madam. Yeah, I have a headache. That's literally what I said. Hello, I have a headache. And that's everything I know. It's, like, really bad, and I need to learn, and I need to make homework. And tomorrow I have this thing for drama class, which I need to attend from 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. p.m. to, you know, from 10 to 2, and then from 2 to 7 I have the birthday, birthday party from the sister, the little sister of my best friend. Oh gosh, this one's so wrong. I'm just talking shit right now. So, okay, basically like that. So yeah. It's really fun, by the way. Like, last year, the party was really fun. But literally tomorrow I have no time to learn. And then Monday I have it. So I need to be done with my homework and learn for the test. Now. And it's now almost 9 o'clock. I'm not gonna... No. Gosh. I'm gonna stop now because my life, I'm dying. Bye. Oh wait, that's not how I end my podcast normally. Bye bye, my Sarais. Oh, and don't forget to follow if you haven't done it already. Follow my Instagram, my Sarais_podcast, I think it is. Bye. Bye bye, my Sarais.